Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, champion. It's a Tuesday on a Tuesday. Let's get right into it. Picking right up on yesterday's show titled, That Was Yesterday. Is that a Foreigner song? That was yesterday. Anyway, that was the title of yesterday's podcast. I want to stay on it because this, what we're talking about this week, is the number one reason, in my opinion, most people don't keep going. They don't realize their dream. They don't have success because they're sitting around looking at what everyone's saying, thinking, doing, instead of being focused on their why. Why did you even get started doing? Did you really get started down this road on your dream so you can worry what the hell everybody's out there saying about you? Are you really that concerned? I know you say you're not because everybody's, oh, I don't care what anybody, but yet you are. Yet you are. Hey, that used to be me. That's why I'm sharing all this stuff with you. Don't make the same mistakes that I made when I first started out going for my dream 20 years ago that every single person makes. We're all worried. Like, we're given this currency. Like, we're making deposits in this fake account where other people are monitoring. And we want to make sure, oh, they're proud of me or they're excited or they respect me. You know, we want everyone to respect what we're doing and what our dream is. God, it ain't going to happen. You're fighting a losing battle. People who don't like themselves, that are unhappy with their lot in life, how the heck are they ever going to be happy with you? It's not a reflection of you. It's not a reflection of what you've done. It's not a reflection of how good or bad you're doing on this decision that you've made to go for your dream. It's 100% a reflection on their insecurity, on their low self-esteem, their confidence in themselves, on the bad decisions that they've made in their life. So you beating yourself up over these, you know, whatever you want to call them. I don't even like to call them failures, but because everybody resonates with that word, we'll call it that, failures. Because you're beating yourself up every day over this lost relationship, divorce, bankruptcy, failed business, living in a mobile home, living in a car, living in a one-bedroom studio, and all your friends, your contemporaries, your peers are living in mansions or the McMansions, and they got the nice cars, and they seem so happy. They're not happy. Now, listen to me, all right? I need you to press those flipping earbuds until they almost touch themselves inside your cranium. This is how important this next point is. Do you really think credit cards can buy happiness? Do you really think that a motor and wheels give somebody significance? No, they don't. How do I know? I've tried it. Remember that. I've tried all this stupid, crazy nonsense. I've tried it. I've driven a Mercedes, did a 3-year lease. Yay. You know what? You know what I drove after my Mercedes? Mercedes? A Camry. You know what I see? Is there a difference between a Mercedes and a Camry? I think so. I mean, German engineering. Okay. Is there a $70,000 difference between a Mercedes? No. I drive a Camry now, and I got cloth seats, okay? My lease payment is $240 a month. I walked into the dealership last year and walked out, signed my name, didn't even put any money down, all right? 3-year lease, 0% APR. Well, that's not an APR on a lease. 3-year lease, $240 a month. I'm out the door with a brand new 2017 Camry. Everything's covered for 3 years. Free oil changes for the life of the lease. Really, no maintenance involved at all. Oh, but it doesn't have that Mercedes emblem. Shove it. You come out of a 3-year hiatus raising a daughter from 1 pound on a ventilator, getting a trach, almost having open heart surgery, all of that. You think I give a shit about a Mercedes? Do you think I'm going to attach my significance to what you think about what I'm driving, where I'm living? Downsize the house. Why? That's life, man. You got to start putting things in price. Are you really going to live your life for other people? Really? I mean, seriously, you're giving that significance? That is the biggest crock of bull crap that's ever been put into your head. Don't do it. Don't do what I did. Don't do what millions of other people do. I coach people. Maybe you heard, okay? One-on-one. And the very first month is nothing but mindset. But Sam, I want to be a speaker. I want to speak on stages all around the world. I want my podcast to be downloaded a million times. Oh, hey, that's great. I want to launch a movement. I need a landing page, a funnel. I want to collect email. That's great. That's great. Your head ain't even near that. You aren't even ready for that life yet. We got to program your mind first. And the thing is, people, they know it, but they want the good stuff first. You can't get the good stuff first. If you got the good stuff first, if I taught you how to speak on a stage and sell and make 150 grand in 30 minutes or 60 minutes like I've done in the past, I'm saying that to brag. I'm just saying, Sam, I saw that you made 150 grand in an hour. I want you weren't ready for that. I want that 25 grand keynote speech that you got. You ain't ready for that. Not because I'm any better than you. It's because I started way back. Okay, and I started building the foundation, appreciated driving 8 hours and nobody showed up, appreciating going to an event where there was 10 people. Because when you make a mistake in front of 10 people, nobody cares, especially when you're speaking for free. You make a mistake in front of 1,500 people and you're getting paid 100 grand, you're done. Your ego shot, promoter's never inviting you back. Word's going to spread like the plague that you can't sell from stage or you can't deliver a keynote. Your PowerPoint didn't work. Your USB shut down. Your computer went, battery died. All those things have happened to me. But they happened to me in front of 10 people, 20 people, 50 people. They didn't happen to me in front of 1,000 people where it would have crushed me. Okay? And even when it did, and I knew there were some people in the audience like, geez, he's a professional speaker. He doesn't even know how to do slides. That's cool. I didn't give that any energy because they never went for their dream. They're there to see me. I was in the parade. They were on the sidelines. You see what I'm talking about? Because when you're in the parade, people on the sideline, they're watching you. You don't give any credibility to what they think. They didn't have the balls to get on a float, to get in the parade, to be seen, to go for their dream, and you're giving them energy? No way, man. These people want to know if they can get underneath your skin. And any energy you give feeds that. Where focus goes, energy flows. Where focus goes, energy flows. So are you going to focus on the naysayers? You want to call them the haters. I hate that word. But anyway, the haters, people judging you. You go ahead and do that, but you are really missing the good stuff. You want the good stuff? The good stuff is to keep building. Get one more person to listen to your podcast today. Get one more person to watch your YouTube video. Get one more person to opt into your landing page for your free ebook. Just get one more person. And talk to them. How do you? I only got 3 people on your email. When 2008, when my life changed and I did 200 grand in a week, all right? 200 grand in a week, I had $7 in my checking account. And then I had $200,007 in my checking account. Do you know what happened? I had an email list of less than 200 people. 200 people. But I caught lightning in a bottle, man. I was ready. I was ready for it. I was ready to sell that coaching program. I was ready to speak at that event. Had that happened, that opportunity 3 years prior, I would have had, instead of $7 in my checking account, $17 in my checking account. And you know what? Most of that money just went to pay back taxes and all these expenses. Remember, I was in a bankruptcy, guys. I couldn't even get a credit card, okay? So I was paying back all of this debt. That's what happens when you're ready, though. See, everybody wants the good stuff, the secret sauce. I want the money. You can't, like Tom Cruise said, you can't handle the money. You just can't. Not until you're ready to deal with all of the mental mindset that's going to prepare you for success. So let me answer this question. Can you realize your dream? That's ultimately what everybody wants to know. I want to live the life that I want to design. I want to live the life on my terms. I want to live my dream. Can I do that? The answer, yes. Not just a yes. 100% resounding yes. But you got to quit giving energy to crap that doesn't matter, man. That stuff's going to weigh you down. Mentally, it's going to weigh you down. Mentally. Because even if you find a way to make a couple bucks on the side, it feels a lot better when you're doing it on your terms and you're living life on purpose. That's what you got to do. So when I work with people one-on-one, it's always the first 30, 60 days is always getting them prepared to receive the blessing. It's never about, oh, here's our first coaching call. Here's a podcast. Speak from stage. create a landing page. Here's a funnel. Here's all your digital products in an audio library, video library. This is what you're going to talk about. This is your million-dollar message. This is everything. Right. It's never that. Let's start with a questionnaire. I want to find out more about you. I want to know about how you grew up. I want to know about your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. I want to know about your family. I want to know what's the most money you've ever been able to put in a checking account, in a savings account. I want to know the most money you've ever made. I want to know where your head's at as well, because how people manage money then is pretty much how they manage it now. What's important to you? What do you focus on? Is it important for you to be able to buy a $4 cup of coffee? Or are you cool living in a two-bedroom apartment until you make it? And are you ready to work? Are you ready to create this message? Tell me about things that you do really, really well that you kind of bypass over. Thinking, it's no big deal. Because I promise you, that's where the million-dollar message is. Most people, their million-dollar message that they aren't ready to share with the world is because they say, anybody can do that. Well, maybe there's other people that are doing that a different way, but nobody's doing it the way you do it. Nobody's speaking the way you're speaking. Nobody is delivering the service the way you're delivering the service, yet you're caught up where? Inside your head. Get out of your head or you're dead. Let me ask you a question. If we have not worked together, what's preventing you from at least emailing? Now, I'm saying that there is an investment. Everybody knows that. I get a kick. I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago. People email me every now and again. They're like, hey, Sam, you said money's not an issue, so don't ever let that stand in the way. I want to work with you for free. Not exactly what we're talking about. I want to work with you. There's an investment to work with me. One-on-one. You can try this on your own, and over the next 5 years, you might get halfway there. You can work with me one-on-one, and over the next 90 days, you're going to get all the way there, meaning we're going to build out your million-dollar message. I'm going to show you where the audience is hiding right now in plain sight, and we're going to develop your own unique content. And part of that is creating a podcast just like this one in whatever niche it could be. I don't care if it's health, law, gardening, speaking, training, whatever it is you want to do. There's no wrong answers. The wrong thing is never getting started. Email me, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Tell me about yourself. Let's see if we can work together. I don't mean a month from now. I mean literally tomorrow. People email me when they're ready. I know they're ready. And I know when they're ready. They know when they're ready. They answer all the right questions. They're just ready to go. It has nothing to do with how much is in their bank account, blah, blah, blah. That it's just mindset. They're ready to go. I want to know if that is you. Send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com, and let's get it started. Now, I'm fired up because just listen to yesterday's podcast again if you have to. Combine that with today's podcast and understand that people unhappy with their own lives, there is no way they're ever going to be happy with yours, and there's no way you're ever going to please them. So stop worrying about that and get going towards your own dream, because life is way too short to sit around and focused on crap that doesn't matter. Where focus goes, energy flows. Where focus goes, energy flows. Where focus goes, energy flows. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.